Sometimes the fun begins when the paved road ends. Chevy Silverado 2500 HD is made to work hard and play hard on the road or off. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for details and experience life in HD.
Professor at Florida International University, infectious disease specialist Dr. Eileen Marty joins us. Dr. Marty, good morning. Let's talk a little bit about the Pope first. They say it's touch and go, but he has made a slight improvement in recent days. What's your take on the situation?
Well, we're talking about an 88-year-old man with a history of lung disease. He lost the upper right upper lobe back when he was 21 years old. And it's not clear why. It's suspected that he had had tuberculosis, and that's the reason. But the point is, having had that surgery sets him up for not for missing about 30% of his usable lung, and that makes him more susceptible to all kinds of infections. The data that we have is that he had a viral infection first, which then became a bacterial what we call a polymicrobial infection, right? Which is actually very, very typical to follow an initial viral infection. In many people, and back in the 1918 flu pandemic, a lot of the people who died of flu actually died from their secondary bacterial infection. And at his age, with underlying conditions, that really sets him up. Not only does he have the background of having pulmonary problems, but he has had colon surgery for diverticulitis, chronic sciatica, knee degeneration, and what's been observed is that his, this entire picture that he has lowered his hemoglobin availability. So he has, that problem in part because he has a little bit of anemia of chronic disease, plus his platelet counts are down, which are setting him up to have further complications with a condition known as disseminated intravascular coagulopathy. But he is being managed brilliantly. The Italians are doing a fantastic job. They've placed him on the correct combination of antibiotics, and the combination of antibiotics as well as an antifungal, just to prevent a further complication, even though there's no clear evidence that part of the polymicrobial problem is yet fungal in nature, but they are treating him for both gram-positive and gram-negative bacteria. And so that is why he's in the situation that he's in right now. And I do pray that he will improve. Do you want any details on the exact drugs that they're using? I could tell you about that.
Well, the thing I'm wondering about, and I'm sure a lot of folks are curious, when we saw pictures of the Pope when this health crisis began, a lot of people were surprised to see how heavy he looked, and I was wondering, could he have been on steroids recently?
Well, he's on steroids right now because they need to reduce the inflammation. And, and he does have a history of asthmatic bronchitis, right? So it's quite likely that he's on and off of steroids. But that you're bringing up another super important point, and that is, among the things that increase his risk isn't just his age, it's also his weight. Being overweight is absolutely, for whatever underlying reasons, is going to make any pulmonary infection harder for the body to manage. And by the way, being 88 means that he has virtually no thymus left. And the thymus is that part of the body, it's above your heart, right, and a little bit north of it, and that thymus is what produces the types of T cells that you need, not just to directly help create target infected cells that may have an intracellular pathogen like a virus, but also it is critical for making the T cells that produce the best B cells to produce the best antibodies. So being old is really the kind of thing that reduces our abilities to fight all kinds of infections. That's right. He's on steroids now for sure. And in addition, he's on Hematin because to try and counteract the anemia that he's on. So in addition to the antibiotics and the antifungal that they're giving him, they really are managing him rather well in that situation.
Hopefully he'll continue to improve. Quickly, before we let you go, Dr. Marty, new cases of the measles popping up in New York State, in California, and other places. When do we start to worry around here?
You worry in any community where the vaccination, the herd immunity is below 95%. And that's what's going on. Most unfortunately, complete misinformation about the flu vaccine, about the measles vaccine, and complete misunderstanding of the virus itself, because measles virus remains one of the most contagious viruses known to man that affects humans. There's one that's more contagious that affects animals that we know of, foot and mouth disease, but it is, and it can cause severe long-term complications from having had measles and can kill people. So this is, yes, it's often a mild disease, but that doesn't mean that we shouldn't be doing what we can to prevent infection and transmission.
You are our best worry detector. We'll count on you. And I do want to talk to you hopefully next week about this new FDA rule about how grocery items are marketed as healthy. Because now, I think you'll agree, you see that word on a lot of packaging, and it's misleading, isn't it?
Very much so, yeah. I'd love to spend a little quality time on that next week.
For sure. You have a good one. Thank you, Dr. Marty.
Thank you. Take care.